The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along. You're listening to the latest edition of the Racing Podcast, and it's an absolute pleasure to have champion jockey AP McCoy join me on the line to look forward to this afternoon's racing at Wetherby. How are you doing, AP?
Very good, thanks. Yeah, looking forward to today's racing. Hopefully it'll be a good day.
There's a lot of focus on you personally in the press at the moment as you move inexorably towards the 4,000 winner mark. Does the extra focus, that scrutiny, put you under any extra pressure on the racecourse?
Not really. I'm quite lucky that whenever I go out on horse, it's kind of it all becomes kind of irrelevant. Really, it's about getting on with the job and trying to have the next winner. Really. So hopefully, at some time in the near future, I'll be able to ride or get more winners. And in some ways, obviously, I'll be happy when I do. You know.
Your latest winner yesterday was Jeski, obviously a top-quality horse, finished just behind My Tent or Yours in the Supreme Novices Hurdle last year. How did he feel yesterday?
Very good. I was very impressed with him. It was a very slow-run race. Obviously, he had to make his own running. He was the best horse in the race. It looked like the others were going to give him a race down over the last 2 hours. He was never going to get beaten. He was never in any danger. And it was a pretty good start to the season. He's a horse that's got a bit of speed and he stays well. So, they've all got Hurricane Fly to beat. There's no getting away from that. He's won 16 grade ones and he deserves a lot of respect. And until one of them beats Hurricane Fly, then he's the one they've all got to worry about.
How does Jeski compare to My Tent or Yours? Are they similar? Are they a similar style of horse?
They're very, very different, I think. You know, Jeski, I would imagine, is a horse that would probably have no problem staying further, whereas My Tent or Yours is a very high cruising speed and travels very well. He might stay further as well in the future, but he needs to relax more. But they're obviously there wasn't much between them at Cheltenham, so they're pretty similar horses, but in terms of how they race very differently, you know.
On to this afternoon's action at Wetherby then. It's a cracking card, and AP, you've got 6 rides on the card. Unfortunately, at Fisher's Cross has pulled out of the Bet365 hurdle with a cut, so that's a little bit disappointing because he's a top class staying prospect anyway, AP.
Yeah, that was a big shame. He got a bit of a fright when he got off the horse box last night and spooked at a shadow or something and grazed his knee and needed a couple of stitches. It's nothing serious, but unfortunately he can't run today, but hopefully he'll be back in the very near future.
You've still got 6 rides on the afternoon, AP, and we start off with the 12:45 from Wetherby. This is a 3 mile and a furlong novices chase, and you ride a 60-something here who won 3 times over hurdles in decent company last season and won first time up, which must be a positive.
Yeah, he won a couple of races last year. He ended up winning at Market Raisin the last time he won. He seems to stay pretty well. It's his first run over fences. He's got a hurd ratings of 135, so hopefully he'll put up a good show and take a bit of beating. The obvious one is Mend of Express of Harry Fries, who looked at a leading point-to-pointer. Won pretty much, I think, 5 out of 5 left in point-to-point, so he's going to be the one we've got to beat. But hopefully his 60-something can start off on a good note.
The second race of the afternoon is the 1:15 from Wetherby. This is a 2 mile novices hurdle, and you ride the Alan King trend Gone Too Far here. Warm favourite, making the transition from bumper company into novice hurdle company, and you rode him, went second on his debut at Newbury, where he was just outpointed, but he's subsequently gone on to take a bumper at Kempton.
Gone Too Far, hopefully, has a very good chance. He obviously had good bumper form. He's starting over hurdles today for the first time, so hopefully he'll jump well. If he does, hopefully put up a good show. It's a competitive little race. Frank Scan of Donald McCain's was impressive in his hurdle debut at Bangor. looks a good tough horse in the flat. Rated 88 he was in the flat, so a decent platform. Another one, Gas and Golf of Richard Lee's, got some good hurdler form. And he's not without a chance either, but hopefully gone too far, will be up to making a winning debut.
Good stuff. On to the OLBG.com Mares Hurdle listed contest over 2 miles. And you ride Una Artiste here, AP. Won this race last year?
Yeah, she did. She won this race last year. She kind of, she'd some bits of good form afterwards. She's a good, tough mare. Hopefully she'll have a good chance of repeating the feat. She kind of, she won at Sandown after, and she obviously got beat at Cheltenham and at Ayr. Very competitive race. It is, you know, there's other horses in there that have as highly rated her as well in it. The way it's her, Cockney Sparrow of John Quinn's, looks like a horse that's improved no end, and would probably give her most to do, I think. So I think Cockney Sparrow is the one that we've got to beat.
Cockney Sparrow, the danger in the OLBG.com Mares Hurdle. Moving on, we've got the 2.25 at Wetherby. This is a 2 mile novices handicap chase, and it's a little bit of a shame that Claret Cloak doesn't take her chance here, because looked impressive on debut. But you ride It's a Gimme.
Yeah, he ran a couple of good races last year, mainly at Ascot behind Ray Star, in a handicap hurdle there. It's his fourth one over fences. It's obviously a handicap, so he's starting off in the same mark as he left over hurdles. So hopefully he's got a good chance. You know, there's horses in there that could be still on the upgrade, the likes of Fair Trade of Alan King's, and Valco de Chazine of Paul Nichols has had some decent enough form over hurdles. Open at the race, I mean, hopefully it's the game he's up to winning, but it's a tough start.
The 3 o'clock at Wetherby is the Bet365 hurdle, and as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, at Fisher's Cross is out here, which leaves the race with a wide open look to it, and it's Tidal Bay for Paul Nichols that heads the market.
Yeah, he's been a great old horse. He obviously won the Lexus, I think he won it in Ireland last time, in the Hennessy, whichever one it was. But he was very impressive, tough horse. Been an amazing servant for Connections, and I'm sure he'll put up a bold show again today. He's obviously won the race last year. A couple of others in there with good chances. Medinas of Alan King's, won at the Cheltenham Festival. I'm going to go for Trust in Time. I think he was an improving horse. He won't mind the ground. So Trust in Time's for me.
Trust in Times in the Bet365 hurdle. The feature race of the afternoon is the 3.35 at Wetherby. This is the Charlie Hall Chase, and it's an absolute belter. We see the reappearance of a National Hunt stalwart in Long Run, and you're on Beneficent, AP, who sprung a big surprise in the Juicing in at the festival last year.
Yeah, I'm riding Beneficent, as you said. He won at the Cheltenham Festival. He's a good, solid horse. This trip will obviously be a real test of stamina for him. He's quite a keen-going horse, so hopefully he relax and get into a good rhythm. There's no doubt that Long Run is the highest achiever in the race, having won 2 King Georges and a Gold Cup. He'll be very hard to beat. He's only an 8-year-old. It seems like he's been around forever. I think Long Run's going to be very hard to beat. I hope Beneficent can put it up to him. But I think Long Run has got the best form and what they've achieved so far. And I think Long Run's going to win for me.
The final race of the afternoon at Wetherby is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. And more of that is your ride here, AP. You didn't ride this horse on debut. Do you know a lot about the horse?
I don't know much about him. I knew that before he won, when he was 20-1 at Folkestone, he had shown nothing at home and didn't look like he was much good, so it was a bit of a shock that he went and won at Folkestone. I rode another horse in the race that day, and sadly more of that came past me and won. So hopefully he hasn't forgot how to win, and hopefully he can win again. I don't know much about him. He's a pretty unexposed horse that not really anyone knows about. The form of his Folkestone is okay, you know, without being if I've been seriously good at him. So hopefully he's got a good chance. Ardalou of Alan King's, I thought was one that could perform pretty well. He hit some decent form in the flat, and Alan King's horse in great form, so he would be one that I would think is not without a chance. Cloudy Bob is another one, maybe at a bigger price, has been running pretty respectively in a horse that is pretty solid form. He's another one with a chance. 12 Roses of Kill Bailey's, he's got okay form as well. I hope my own one wins. I think Ardalou is the biggest danger to him, but I hope more of that wins.
Ardalou the biggest danger there to more of that in the closing race. What do you think your best ride is this afternoon, AP?
I would say my best ride is hopefully Gone Too Far.
Gone Too Far, the best rider. Enjoy a wonderful afternoon. 6 rides on the day. Hopefully you can edge closer to that 4,000 winner mark. And maybe in the near future some of the focus will be off you, AP.
Yeah, the sooner, it'll be nice to do it for lots of reasons, but maybe for that reason too, it'll be even nicer.
Thanks, AP. It's been a pleasure.
Cheers. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.